From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Sioux. Greene County has successfully replaced the Hearts Content Road Bridge in Round Top. The project included more than just putting in a new bridge, said Greene County Highway Superintendent Scott Templeton. He said, and I quote, "The new structure adjusted the roadway alignment and widened the bridge and roadway within the project limits," end quote. The new span is made of precast concrete rigid frame units with a span of 34 feet extending across Trout Brook, he said. The original bridge was a jack arch bridge built in the 1940s. He said, and I quote, "This structure had multiple safety flags from the New York State Department of Transportation due to deterioration and a section loss of the steel members and stay-in forms." He went on to say, and I quote, "Continued deterioration of the existing steel members and undermining of the substructures would result in a reduction of load capacity or closure of the bridge," end quote. The new span was designed by CPL Engineering of Albany and built by HVB Construction of Harriman. The total cost of the project was $504,000, and you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Peter DeMola is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Humane Association is asking a Columbia County club to call off its annual squirrel hunt scheduled for February 27th, contending the event organized by the Germantown Sportsmen Association focuses on the, and I quote, "wanton destruction of helpless animals," end quote. It is an activity outdoor groups say is a way to raise funds for charitable causes and keep animal populations in check. Humane Association Chairman Harold Hovel wrote to the club on February 5th asking the club to replace the hunt with an event that focuses on, and I quote, "promoting family values," end quote. The Kingston-based nonprofit acknowledges squirrels are not endangered, but it contends other factors make the event unpalatable. The association said in a press release about the letter sent to the Germantown group, and I quote, "With the rise in crime that is occurring in our communities, coupled with the disrespect and rude behavior that seems to be predominant in our society currently, do we really need to add to the callousness of adults and children by encouraging them to outdo each other in the number of helpless animals they kill and bag?" End quote. Organizers said they have no plans to call off the hunt, despite receiving vulgar phone calls and even death threats from across the country. Participants in the 7th annual Squirrel Scramble will pay $20 to pair up in two-person teams and set out near dusk for the hunt. Organizers said the event helps encourage outdoor activity and bolsters the club's sagging membership. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. The Siena College Research Institute is reporting 61% of New Yorkers approve of the job Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing to address the coronavirus pandemic, down from 63% in January. Cuomo received positive grades for communicating with New Yorkers, 67%, and providing accurate information, 61%. He gets mixed grades for managing the vaccine rollout, 48%, and implementing the right plans for reopening the state. Less than half, 39%, of the poll participants approved of Cuomo's management of the data related to COVID deaths in nursing homes and long-time health facilities, according to the Siena College poll released Tuesday, February 16th. The poll was concluded February 11th before the most recent news coverage of the nursing home fatalities data and Cuomo's unapologetic explanation for what occurred. The poll also found 75% of New Yorkers strongly support President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan and strongly support many of its specific proposals. So far, 16% of the voters say they have been vaccinated, 59% plan to get vaccinated, and 22% say they do not plan to get vaccinated. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg said, and I quote, voters, especially Democrats, continue to give Cuomo strong marks for his overall handling of the pandemic. He gets a positive rating from 83% of Democrats and 52% of independents. However, 72% of Republicans give him a negative grade, end quote. Greenberg said, and I quote, "When it comes to making public the data about deaths of nursing home patients, the issue on which voters most harshly grade Cuomo, he only gets approval from 54% of Democrats, while 81% of Republicans and 63% of independents give him negative grades." Greenberg said New York City voters are closely divided, but downstate suburbanites and upstaters give Cuomo negative grade, end quote. Read more at sri.siena.edu. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.